The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you taking your time, your valuable time, to listen to us on the radio. Thank you very much for joining. Welcome to everyone. We speak spirituality. We talk about reality. We speak philosophy. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness to allow you to wake up. Wake up and live the life you're intended to live. Wake up and live the life that doesn't carry the unnecessary baggage through life with you. Wake up and experience your purpose for being here. Understanding that you are a freestanding entity and you have the ability to accomplish all that you want to accomplish, as well as the ability to cure or to change, alter your life. You possess all these qualities within you. You are the driver. Wake up, everybody. Wake up and welcome to the reality of life. This is life. There's no special event planned for tomorrow that's going to alter that unless you're willing to make those changes today. There is not an event or a person who's going to take you on a path that's going to be satisfying to you. It will be your own desire, your own destiny, and your own reason to accomplish, to connect yourself to spirituality, to connect yourself to all that there is, to find yourself on that great wave that we're all connected to. We move in sync. We do everything together. We should be going in the same direction to accomplish the same goal. You are that person that's going to get you there. And all that is necessary is the willingness to journey on a path, to take that step, to move towards a greater, a better life. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You are listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Please, thank you for tuning in. And I appreciate you being there. Welcome to all the longtime listeners and those of you who are fairly new. Welcome all. Welcome home. In the past, I've talked about the COVID virus and the pandemic that we're going through. Everybody's aware of it in every corner of this planet. We're not going to touch on it much. We're hearing good news that the vaccine's available. will be available, sorry, will be available real soon. So it has given hope to a lot of us. For those who are feeling a non-physical attachment to this, you somewhat got emotional, remember, this too shall pass. The psychological effect that it's had on all of us is starting to show, or it is more visible. And I'm hearing it when I speak to people about it. It's a phase. You will resettle. The shaking will stop. And the sediments will hit the ground. And we will stand erect again. Because this too shall pass. This is all I want to say about the corona today. I don't usually go down that path anymore. Simply because we've heard all the negative and all the bad and everything that's going to come from it. I have not heard one positive thing yet, but that's okay. I guess the good news that we're getting a cure or vaccine real soon, I suppose, could be considered positive. This is it. Now, I want to talk about our lives. And the fact, and I touched on it a couple weeks ago, the fact that we at times tend to think we're the center of the universe. We're greater than others. We tend to think life won't exist without me. Well, take a look at the past and all the great people that you've met. They're now resting, laying down permanently, or whatever method they used to get out. We have to be mindful that we're mere blade of grass or a sand on the beach. If you were to compare it to the size of the planet, or the length of time that we've been here, we're like a speck of dust. Sad to hear that, and nobody wants to believe it, but how else am I going to tell that to you so the reality could be yours? We don't get much time. And the short time we get isn't long enough to attain all the wisdom that's available. If we were going to live till 500 years from now, the knowledge and the wisdom that would come to us would be amazing. Unfortunately, we don't get enough time. Nature provides all to everybody, including the wisdom and knowledge. However, we don't get enough time. So you're restricted. And the short time that we have, I'm not fully convinced that we want to waste it fighting, hating, you know, neglecting, all those things. The sun is only going to shine for a short time. So let's make some hay while the sun shines. And I'm sure you've heard that before. This is the time. It's not tomorrow. It won't be later on today. Now is the time to implement change into your life that you want to see tomorrow. Because what happens to you tomorrow is a direct result of a thought that you had before. And remember, tomorrow will never come. It's always going to be now. When you show up on Monday morning, it's still now. And then you plan for the next now. So the only time to live and the time to execute your great plans is now. Learn that. Connect yourself to spirituality. Get the best medicine, if you call it, to get through this life as best as you can. The time is now. If you are waiting for something, ask yourself what and why. We all had those parents that had the special dishes in the cabinet that they wouldn't use until the special guest would show up, and you wonder why. What if they don't show up? Then you've wasted your time. Now is your time. Connect yourself to spirituality. We're going to be talking about that today, a lot about spirituality, because I need for you to understand the importance of getting this message, the importance of allowing yourself to get the best that's being offered, to connect yourself to all that there is. We want to talk about spirituality and let you understand this was designed for us. I said to you before The fish that's in the aquarium is what we considered organized religion. He's restricted with boundaries and dependent on everything for that fish existence. And the one that's in the ocean is the living the spirituality. That is spirituality. Big open ocean for you to get what you want from life. Get your messages delivered to you. Get your purpose. Understand why you're here. Learn to be the best you that you can be. That is dabbling into spirituality and connecting yourself to your spirit guides that is designed to take you there and there. There isn't such a thing as coincidence. Everything that happens, it happens for a reason. You can hear me. It's not a coincidence. You are searching. That isn't a coincidence. You're listening to Reasons of Spirituality. That is not a coincidence. You're hearing this show right now. It's not a coincidence. It speaks directly to you. You are destined to get this message for the next step to your journey to where you're going to go. This is not a coincidence. You're hearing it. You can understand it. And for a lot of us, we're feeling it. Someone is telling you, giving you, delivering to you a message for you to follow a path to guide you to where you want to go. If you are heading down the pathway and somebody instructs you to go left because there's a gunfight going on down there, another person indicates for you to go to the right, it's the path of resistance, least resistance, and good things, and a picnic happening down there. Which would you consider? Which would you take? I'm not going to ask you. So some people will, you know, have their own opinion, but I'm going to take the picnic. I'm going to take the easy way out. I am going to take the path of least resistance and acquire the best knowledge. And it sounds like the picnic's going to be a lot more fun than the gunfight that's over in the other direction. This is an introduction for you to take the path of least resistance and make a better person of yourself. Understand better, educate your children better, deal with everybody around you in a better way. This is your connection to spirituality. This is where you should be. This is where you belong. Welcome home, everybody. Welcome home. You're listening to Barrington and the Barrington Radio Show. You want to check us out? We're at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. A lot of information there for you. Check it out. We want to touch on the topic that what you hear is not a coincidence. It wasn't an accident that you walk in the room and the radio's playing. And I know for sure it wasn't an accident that you made an effort to tap into the station. We don't have coincidences because they don't exist. Have we got an email there?
Yes, we have some emails. Wendy wrote in. She says, good afternoon, Barrington. I know you do not want to talk about COVID, and that is fine with me. However, I just wanted to say thank you for keeping positive about it. There are a lot of people out here that are scared, and we appreciate your kind words. So that's from Wendy. And let's see. Anna writes in. She says, absolutely. Time is short on this earth. Make it the best. And that is Anna. Eric writes in and says, with such a short time here on earth, why are some people so-called blessed and other people are not? Why do some people suffer and other people do not? Sometimes it is not the person's destiny to suffer, but it's the cards that are handed to them. How would you explain that with such a short time on earth? And that's from Eric. And lastly here, Greg writes in and he says, hello, first time listener from Chicago, Illinois. Loving what I'm hearing thus far. That's from Greg. And I just wanted to let folks know, if they just tuned in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. You can write to us with your thoughts, your comments, or questions, and our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you. Okay, Greg, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the Barrington Radio Show. I appreciate you being there and hope you enjoy it. And you love our topics. I appreciate that as well. Eric, this is a tough one. It's deep. You use words like suffer, shortlist, and are some people blessed? Well, let me go with suffering first. I'm confused by that, and I know what the word means, but if you don't know the person's destination or their purpose of being here, can you say they're suffering just because you don't agree with the lifestyle they live? This is why that confuses me. Now, we see suffering, and the first thing we do is we compare that situation to our situation, and we think we're in a better spot, but this is just our opinion, and we label them as suffering, or others as suffering. The guy that lives out in the bush, you think he's very cold and he's not having much fun and he doesn't seem to have a lot of novelties. But he looks at the guy who owns the big mansion that works 45 years to pay for it and excited his life and cut it short. Who would you say is suffering? So that confuses me. And blessed? No, we're not blessed. We've made choices that benefited our lives, and then you could label it as best or blessed. I'm sorry. We made choices. And if we choose to feed the negativity, is what a lot of people call the devil, or you choose to feed the positivity, then others would call it God. And if you're living with the devil, then yeah, you're allowing yourself to not exceed. You glorify that and you shame the other. So change that thought in your mind, and you too would be in the situation that you considered blessed. Other people do have greater opportunities and they get started further up on the ladder than we do. That's just the society that we've created. Strip everybody of everything and put us in the field, you'll see that we're all together. If you choose the path of love or the God path, or the positivity, or the good side, you will excel equally with everybody else who's doing the same. Now, this is also a part of your desire. Not everybody wants that mansion. Not everybody wants those fancy cars. Not everybody wants the pool in the backyard, and you know, because it comes with a price. All of that will come with a price, and are you willing to pay the price? When you're in your early 20s, when we're in our early 20s, we could look at going to school to become maybe a doctor or a lawyer and all these things. And the first thing that crosses our mind is, are we going to put in 7 years or 6 years? So there is a price to be paid. And if you're unwilling to pay the price, no, you're not going to go far, because, you know, there is a price to pay and you have to pay it. And it's not always a material payment, money, valued things. Sometimes it's a sacrifice that you give to yourself, you give to life. Sometimes it's a sacrifice that you have to make. You have to give up something. Every time we see these businessmen on TV, in older days, not so much now, they have this enormous beer belly in front of them, beer belly or gut or whatever it is. That was a price of sitting down to do the work and loving the luxury that comes with it. That's the sacrifice. The gentleman who's doing the marathon and he loves to run, he's truly intrigued by running. There's a very slim, no pun intended, slim to no chance that he or she is going to carry that extra weight. I've run a company for many years, 30 years on this one that I'm doing. And there was a point where I had a lot of employees and dealing with a lot of business stuff every day, staff all the time, things that happens all the time. Maintenance, upkeep, government, law, everything that we have to follow, safety, huge safety. You don't think all of that extra baggage in my basket was taking a toll on me? Well, that's why I was sleeping for 3 hours, 4 hours a night, because I had to get up to go dot that I and cross the T because I'd forgotten about it. So there is a price. Are we suffering? Who are you asking? Are we enjoying what we're doing? Some of us are. But we carry this load. And at this point, I want to say something. There was a thing I read many years ago about a guy was trying to trap a monkey or trap monkeys, and he buried the pot in the ground with a small opening just big enough for the monkey to put his paw inside. And he would chop up some fruits and he'd put it in the jar, the vase, and bury it in the ground. When the smell starts to hit, the monkey gets it, they come out, they want food, they stick their hand in the jar, grab as much as their hand or paw can take, and now they're trying to pull their hands out and it's changed its form and they can't come out. He's stuck. And he's not mindful enough to release, let his hand slip out and go about his merry way. He still holds on to that pawful or handful of food. And he holds on to it, and the guy will come up and throw a bag over his head and capture that monkey and take him away. That monkey had given up his life and freedom and everything that matters to him and possibly family for what he was holding on to. He was holding on to that, and he gave up everything because of what he was holding on to. Sometimes you just have to let go. But I want to ask you this question. It's something for you to think about. Who is the monkey in that story? What is it that we're holding on to that's captivating our, that's captured our freedom? That's the trick. Who is the monkey? So thank you for that. I hope I explained. I know I went on to that for that one for a little while because it's always being presented to me and how do you explain it and what is suffering, and you won't know the person's that people are suffering until you're in their shoes and you'll realize that they choose to be there. And also you need to know their purpose for this journey before you lay the blame or make the decision or label it. Suffering confuses me. And thank you. We're here for a very short time. You're absolutely right. Before you blink an eye, we're gone. And the time that is here, I don't feel, the time that we spend here, I don't understand those who wants to fight and argue, disagree and create chaos. If we love, truly, truly love ourselves, we have no need to be critical of others. But in order for that to happen, you have to truly love yourself first and understand everything about you. And at that moment, you'll also understand that you can't make a correct judgment without being in that same position, which is not possible. You can't be John Brown if you're not. Just as I've said, you're not able to step in the same river twice because things are forever changing. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Things are forever changing. Thank you for that. Yes, we are here for a very short time. And so it should be. Yes, Wendy, I made a conscious decision a while back on one of the shows. And part of it was, you know, from Monday, I'm on the radio Sundays at 3 p.m. And from whenever you step away from that, if you're not, most people are turning on the television, listening to the neighbors, getting involved in the conversation. And it's about that huge, bad COVID. And I believe, first of all, if it's constantly on your mind, you're bringing it towards you all the time. So it'll always be something in your face. Just for safekeeping of my sanity, I'd like to turn away from it every once in a while and look at something else that I find a little bit more pleasurable. Not to neglect the importance of it being there, not to disrespect it, but in order for me to be sane, I need to laugh and have a good time and dance and take my focus away from it. And that's part of the reason why I made that decision not to go down the path of talk about Corona. But, you know, be positive. Please be positive and understand that this is just a cycle. It's a phase. It's what we're going through. It's brand new. All the stats are showing that it's not been here. It's never been here. This is the first time the entire world is involved in a situation like this at the same time, the death rate is nowhere near one of the higher ones that we've had, nowhere near. However, you have to stay positive. And it is here, but it's going to pass. And don't give it your everyday thought. Stay positive, stay clean, stay safe, stay 2 meters away, create good distance between you and others. This is what they're telling us to do. I don't know I'm on the fence. I want to follow the rules and hopefully by abiding by all of these things, but there are other groups out there who say, no way, it's not like that. And you can't listen to both. You can't listen to both. So we have to pick one. Stay clean, stay safe, stay positive. This too shall pass. Have we got anything else?
A couple of emails came in. Dominic says, hello from Washington, D.C., enjoying the show. And that's from Dominic. And Wayne writes in and he says, I love the monkey story. That's fascinating. Where did you get it? And that's from Wayne. And back to you.
Well, thank you. I hope a lot of people can relate to that. I hope it hits home with you and you will sit down and analyze and try to figure out what we're holding on to. And is it necessary? Is it stroking my ego? Is it making me a better person? Is it worth it? Is this juice worth the squeeze? And that's the question you have to ask. The monkey story, man, I've had that one for many years and I'm not sure exactly where I picked it up. It was probably in school, philosophy, and I was there. It sounds like it could come from there, but I'm not 100% sure. But yes, it tells the story of us. And it asks the question is, who's the monkey? You know, because you have to ask that question too. Washington, D.C., Dominic, thank you very much for joining the show and thank you for being a part of it. I hope you stick around and listen to what we have to talk about. For Dominic and everyone else, if you want to reach us, this is Barrington. The email, the website is HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. You check it out. So there's some stuff there for you. All the shows that we've done in the past are listed there. We're currently working on trying to update it a little bit and get some more information there for you, but it's there regardless. And if you're missing any of the shows or you want to repeat them or pass them on to someone else, please don't hesitate to help yourself. It's there for you. I didn't make it. They gave it to me. I delivered it. You have a book, Align Yourself to Your True Purpose, Awaken Ascension Guide by Barrington. Enjoy. You can get it at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Thank you again for joining the show. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about a lot of things today, but we're talking about spirituality and we're talking about the importance of you connecting yourself to spirituality and to know that this is your natural instinct that is the method to communicate with you. The method to communicate with you is the ability and the need to connect to spirituality so you could get the information that is required. It's hard to do. And for many years of our lives, we've been told other things and we've been living on this under this blanket of camouflage. Many of us don't know the direction we should be going in. Many of us are being told which direction we should be going in. Many of us are being dictated to how to live, where to live, well, how to dress, what's good, what's not good, who to like, who to hate, who to fight against. And I don't know that anybody has that information for you. I don't know that the information was given from your guide to give to a perfect stranger to give to you. That makes no sense. If you've got a package to deliver, take it to the front door. Take it at the front door. There's no point in giving it to Fred and tell Fred to give it to Don, who brings it to my house. Your information is designed for you. And this is why we talk about connecting yourself to spirituality and the importance of it. the necessity of it. This is the guide that was designed. And on that journey into spirituality, the deeper you get and the understanding you get, you realize a lot of the things that you carry in your everyday purse isn't necessary. It isn't necessary. Yes, I understand that if you are holier than thou and you're living in a path and you're living in the hood, things could happen. I totally understand that. And it's not like the people doing the bad things are going to come, follow spirituality and all of a sudden put the weapons down. It doesn't work that way. But you do have the ability to lead by example, by your physical everyday movement, everything else, your physical. You lead by example, and others will see it. You don't know for sure that your purpose is not to be the light that provides the path, that light brightens the path for people to take the journey. You could be just that light. Somebody run towards you, glad to be in your presence, or come and tell you issues and just for someone to talk about. This will happen. You have that friend or that person in your corner that just comes to you and tell you things. Then you're that light that shines on the path for the direction that that person needs to go. The journey of spirituality was designed for you. On that path, there's no hate. On that path, there's nobody ripping you off or mugging you, knocking you out or taking advantage of you, because they're on the same path. Given the ability to hang out on this path for a while, you develop certain qualities. You've heard me say, and I haven't said it for a couple of shows, but I'm going to say it now. If you develop the quality of don't say it if it's not true. Don't take it if it's not yours. And if you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. You take on that personality. Within time, you start acting a certain way. And there you are again, leading by examples for those who are the look on. You lead by the example. You may be the light that help the person to the next step, or the bridge, or the vehicle to take them to the next appointment. Your purpose is already lined out for you. We're just unaware of it. Spirituality takes you to that. Spirituality opens the door and takes you to that. Spirituality is you walking down that dark alley and you put the flashlight in front of you so you can see clear. Now, here's what's funny. The minute you put the flashlight in front of you and you could see your path clearly down that dark alley, guess what? You're less afraid. You're excited because now you found a new way, or you're happier by just opening that door, turning on that light. It takes away the fear right away, or most of it. But that's the concept. Now, here's another weird analogy I'd like to use. We're searching. Every single one of us are searching. And we're searching in that dark alley that we just talked about. Because we're searching there, we don't have the physical ability to hold a light. So we strap that light on our head like that, the miner's cap type of light on your forehead, so you could freely use both hands to search and search and search. I will let you know, the object that you're searching for, the flashlight's attached to it. Look inside. Look inside. And if you're constantly looking out there, you search until your time expires, turn the flashlight and look in the mirror, basically. That's where the answers are. That's where the root of all the problems are. But we tend to want to blame. We tend to want to point the finger. But please be mindful that when you point the finger and cast the blame, four of those things are pointing back at you. The root, the common denominator, the source to the problems that you have. Look around you. Is your chaos? Is your mess? Drama? Problems? Is your place tidy and neat? You created all of that. You've created all of that. Therefore, you could fix it. This is what we talk about. Get in touch with spirituality. Please. It's the way to journey through this life on this planet at this time. Now. That's the idea that I'm trying to get to you. Have we got anything else?
And we have a couple of emails here. Paulie writes in and he says, I listened to you a couple of weeks ago and I heard you mention a book. Can you please give out that information again? I'm interested in purchasing one. That's from Paulie. And Hannah writes in and says, Hi, Barrington. I don't know if you celebrate Christmas like most of the world does in a traditional Christian way. However, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. And that's from Hannah. And back to you.
Well, thank you for that. Growing up, I didn't have a choice, so I had to follow suit. And there's no harm in getting presents from that Santa guy. So yeah, I was jumping up and doing the karate chops too when I got my presents in the morning. I was raised to believe and follow the whole concept of the Christmas guy, and I believed it, and we celebrated the holiday. You get to a certain stage in your life where you're looking forward to it all the time, not so much for the presents that we used to get when we were kids, but the camaraderie, the bonding of the family and the good parts. So I appreciate that still. Do I believe the whole fly around in the... No. Do I believe? No, I mean, I hope most people don't. But if you do, yeah, he's real. Of course he is. Santa Claus. But do I believe the birth, the death of celebrating the birth of Christ? No. A lot of documents and a lot of information is proving that Christ was born sometime in the summer. Don't remember exactly when. So the idea of the 25th or the birthday being Christmas Day, I think that was a sun god holiday, a pagan holiday, and it wasn't working right for society and they changed it to Jesus's birthday. But the story, and I'm not going to get into all of that stuff, but the story of being born in Bethlehem and the three wise men and that story has been around for many, many years before he showed up, Christ. It's been around and it's been told many times in many different languages, in many different cultures. So I believe at the time it was a good time to change his name and celebrate Christmas. I'm going a very long way to say, no, I don't believe in the concept of it, but I love the principle things that I get to eat good food and hang out with the family and have a couple of glasses of eggnog, you know, wink, wink. So this is what I believe. And thank you for that, Paulie. And Anna. So we're going to talk, you wanted to know about the book. It's Awaken and Ascension Guide, Align Yourself to Your True Purpose. It's a fun read. I still flip through and read it from time to time just to remind me of some of the things we say. So it's a fun read. It is available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. And you could grab a copy of it and enjoy it. It's a guide. And if you truly enjoy it, pass it to a friend because you're doing that friend a favor. Thank you for that. And that's how the book came about. And you've got the information from it. Today, we're talking about spirituality. We're talking about the connectivity to spirituality and the understanding of spirituality. And I'm hoping that everybody is following it somewhat. And I'm not telling you to run and jump off and dive into the deep end of it because it'll get confusing. But you could practice the running and you can anticipate the launch. And you could definitely embrace the diving in part because that's going to change the way you see life. The things that used to upset you, you'll understand them better. You'll see the light, the lion on the clouds, the silver lining on the clouds. So to get into it and to learn about it, you owe it to yourself. And if you're thinking what I'm saying is BS, open the door, check it out. See the improvements that you will improvements that you will notice and others will notice. And I don't know if they're improvement or whatever, but something will change. But you have to be willing to open the door and do a step inside and not to be afraid. Because the first thing you will learn, and our biggest fear, one of our biggest fear is dying. You'll learn what that's all about. And you'll understand it is a part of the process. And it's nothing to fear. You know, once you start accepting the fact that your conveyor belt is coming to an end, no pun intended, you will also accept the fact that this is a part of the gig. You'll also accept that if you've danced to the music, you need to pay the piper. You need to do that. So the fear will go away. And as the minute you you realize it's gone, you will build undue confidence and challenge anything that comes in front of you. Or be mindful that that application over there is none of your business. The life would be easier. We tend to listen to a lot of people all the time. And most of them, a lot of them are giving you stuff from their window, from their eyes. And this is the experience I could give you. Yes, I've walked on the path that you want to walk on, but this is my experience. And they could tell it to you as such. Your own walk, your own journey gives you your own experience. And it's going to be different because we're all unique in our ideas. We're all unique. So be mindful of all the things that you could accomplish. You've got the tool within you to repair you. And while I'm at the part of repairing, I want to mention, I was just studying a while back, and I realized those who are going for these diseases that they say hits us when we're older, dementia, Alzheimer's, things like that, and all those old diseases, they didn't start in an old age. They did not start in an old age. They just matured or ripe at that age. They start in your middle age. That's where they start to develop. And they will fester or grow or do whatever it does until it gets to a point where it's okay. Let's launch. We've just built that airplane. You know, we spent many years on it. Let's just launch. And this is what happened. So my point, though, is the reason I'm going down here to say this, everybody needs to start taking care of themselves now. Care the body. Take care of it. And you want to do it now. You're feeling great. You're fit. Everything's great. So you're feeling good. You're feeling good. You know, and the idea behind that is if you start taking care of it now, it'll go the furthest and perform the best and get you through to wherever your destination is. The reason we don't think that we're going to be in that category, we're going to be old and need help or need to take care of ourselves, is because right now we feel happy and we're good. If you tell your 10-year-old child that they're after their dinner, they're never going to eat again, they'll probably agree, what's the big deal? And they won't understand it until they're very hungry and they get mad. So my point is, if you are able to do it now, now is the time to start practicing. Start practicing what you're going to do. Do it well. Live well. Enjoy the life because it's yours. It's yours to take care of. If you're abusing it, what we call abusing it, if you're doing that and you're taking supplements and you're taking drugs and you're taking alcohol and you're taking all these things, what are you hiding from? You're taking the path to escape. What are you hiding from? Is it just fear? If you're taking that substance and you think you're addicted to it, what are you hiding from? Because you're trying to escape the reality and that's not the way to do it. So find out what that is that you're afraid of. Eliminate the fear. Confront that demon the negative thought and deal with it. Dabble into spirituality. It will give you a way out. It'll open up that door, make you wiser, make you more confident, and remind you from time to time to take care of yourself, because you need that body that carries you. You need that body that is carrying you to carry you. And if you allow it to go to sleep or break down, well, you're sort of stuck with it. I mean, you could go get another one, but in the meantime, you've got a good one, so take care of it. That's the plan. That's the intent. That's why we talk about spirituality. That's why we want everybody to wake up. Just wake up. Don't sleep through this life. Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize that that you are the driver of that vehicle. I just want to say that. We've talked about spirituality a lot today, and I hope it resonated to some of you. I hope you can relate to what I was saying. I hope that you will one day probably open a book, start doing some yoga, start learning how to meditate. And that's your journey where it begins. But before you do that, you got to clean up your space. You have to clean up your space. And the space that I'm talking about is when you see something around you that's all cluttered and all out of sort or very dramatic. And that's your environment. You brought that in. Step away from it. Allow yourself to go into a path that does not allow that to follow you. How many times have you said, oh, how come I keep meeting the same person over again and they treat me the same way over again and they're being bad to me? How many times have you said that? Well, I'll just say to you once, change the bait because you're catching all the carps. Just change the bait. Change your life. Change the direction. Change the view. Learn to play an instrument. Do some yoga. Practice your meditation. Take a course in proper nutrition. There you go. There you go. Take a course in proper nutrition. And you will learn how the machine that we call our body functions at its best because you're giving it what it requires. And it's probably not tobacco, alcohol, drugs. Probably not. I don't know your body, but I would think not. That's what we talk about. Waking up, getting connected, being a part of the universe and you that you truly understand. Connect yourself to spirituality, everybody. Learn to meditate. Stay active. Always stay active if you're able. Don't allow the muscle to go. And I want to talk about rest because that is your partner in crime. You have to rest. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're laying in your bed all day or sleeping. The amount of sleep that is required is directly connected to the activities that you perform. Meaning, if you have a car and you're driving down the 401 or the highway and you accelerate as hard as you can, if you don't crash, which is quite possible, you're putting too much work on that engine and it's going to live a shorter life. The same thing falls true with your body in relative relations to rest. So yeah, when that car goes down the highway and it's sped up a little bit, pull over at the side of the road, let it cool down, retool and begin. So you start again. Same thing works with your body. The amount of rest that is required is directly related to the activities that you carry on in your everyday. And it's not necessarily physical activity. It could also be the stress and all those things. If you're finding with yourself getting up and you're feeling good, well-rested after 4 hours and you woke up on your own without the alarm, chances are that's all you need. Because if you needed more, your body wouldn't wake you up. If you find yourself getting 12 hours of sleep, but it's still not enough in one night, then maybe you're just carrying too much load. Maybe you just need to sweep out the, you know, the brain a little bit and get rid of some of the blockages and stuff like that. Maybe. Because if you're carrying too much load, it's going to stress you out and the body becomes tense. And then sleep becomes very difficult for you. So you have to take something to make you sleep and then probably something to wake you up from sleep. Boy, are you burning the candle at both ends or what? Decide on what is important to you. Determine how much rest you should be getting. Relax. Take it easy. Put your foot in the sand if that's possible. Slow down. You don't have to build the mountain. You don't have to do that. But you just have to rest. Rest your body. When the body's at rest, it repairs itself. Just rest it and allow it to do what it's good, perform its duties tomorrow and the other days. But you have to rest it. You can't be burning the candles at both ends. Take it easy, slow it down. What I want to say, and again, I'm going to jump back into that. Find out the source that is starting all the chaos in your life. Just take some time. Meditate, focus. Why are you here? Do you feel that you're not good enough to be over there? Do you feel you're not good enough to be a part of that group? Do you feel you're not good enough to join that club? You're not pretty enough, smart enough? Well, I don't know how any of that is important. What is important is how you put yourself into everything you do. Build the confidence of you within you. Connect to your spirituality. If you are very confident in your ability, and I'm not talking the one we had when we were in our 20s, we're talking about confidence in your ability to accomplish and do all these things, you will notice that there's no need to feel insecure. But you have to build the confidence. And for a lot of us, we need to tap into the source that delivers the tool or the strength or the formula or even the recipe that will build the confidence. Build that. The fear disappear. Like I said, the flashlight in the tunnel thing. If you remove the fear, you will understand there's nothing else to fear. And a good way to counter the fear, to deal with it, if it does exist within you, confront it. Stand up to him, her, it. Confront it. And the minute you take a step towards that, you'll see the fear takes a step away from you. And you take another step, it'll take another step. And you start doing a full out run. It's gone. It's going to outrun you because you are going to lose it. Yes, you've just lost a fear. Turn around and confront it. Because the fear is the thing that gives us the common denominator to the most of the diseases that we get, which is the stress. Common denominator. Common denominator. How stressful is it to be afraid all the time? That'll just knock you over. The common denominator is the stress. If you lose that, the body is the way it's supposed to be. Not tense, not breaking down. It's just going to do what it's supposed to do. The common denominator is the stress. But his right-hand man, that would be the insecurity. That's my opinion. It's insecurity, right-hand man. And once you're not thinking of yourself in a positive light, the right-hand man is doing a good job, the insecurity. You have to flip that, release the devil, think of love, think of connectivity, think of positivity, move towards greater things in life, move towards being successful, move towards being the winner that you are. And it's a win-win-win situation. That is what is amazing about our human ability. Tap into your source to get that information, to get that message, to get the ability to be the super dog, the big man on campus, on top of the shelf, the top shelf. But you need to let the anchor loose. You have to let the anchor loose. Have we got anything else?
We do have a couple of emails. Wayne writes in and he says, "Hi, Barrington. Great show today. Change in our perspective will lead to a change in our perception of a thing or situation." And Wayne says, "Regards from Wayne and Jen." And lastly, we have an email from Carl. And Carl says, "Thanks for the gift of wisdom today. I will consider that my Christmas present from you." And that's Carl. Back to you.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. An early Christmas present. How cool. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. Wayne and Jen. Yes, we talk about great things and we talk about change. And you, I know Wayne personally, so you understand how important change is. And you understand that also change is inevitable. Therefore, when we see changes in life and we see everything that we go through, adopting a new way to view life, a new camera of some sort, something you have a new view on life, you have to take the ball and run with it. So thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for enjoying the show. And thank you for saying that little bit about we need what you've just offered. Thank you very much for that. This is Barrington. You're listening to the Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show, Reality Radio 101.com. Please join us every Sunday. We're here. We talk about spirituality. We talk about philosophy. We talk about general life. We talk about enjoying and the view and the great way to see yourself through. Join us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to check us out, we're at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Check it out. All the shows that we've talked about, it's there. If you want to check out the book, Align Yourself to Your True Purpose, it's the Awaken and Ascension Guide. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. We're going to wrap up our show soon. We have a few minutes left, and we've touched on a lot of the topics that we want to talk about today. We covered the ideas and the ways and the benefits of getting into your own divine intervention path, to get into where divine intervention lives. We want you to tap into that, look into all of that stuff, understand that it is for your benefit. And I can challenge you to say there's not another form of organized group, religions, or any of those things that could tell you this is where the proof is. None of them can tell you that this is where the proof is. But I say, tell you, go there and find it for yourself. You don't even have to ask. Just go there. It'll show up and welcome you and welcome everybody. Welcome home. So that's our show. Thank you for the emails. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of the show. Typically, we go right until the end, and we're doing that today. So we just want to let you know we appreciate you joining the show. Stay with us. We have a lot of information to offer, and we definitely want you to grow with us. We definitely want you to understand your rights to be connected to spirituality. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk next week, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.